Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. A sobering warning today about the world's energy future, this from the International Energy Agency. It says that if developed and developing nations keep burning oil the way they do now, the next 25 years will bring soaring energy prices and dramatic increases in greenhouse gas pollution. Joining us is John Dimsdale in Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, what is the IEA?
It was set up by the world's big industrialized nations after the 1970s oil embargo to keep an eye on energy markets to try to avoid disruptions like we had back in the 70s.
So they're sounding this alarm.
Yeah, it's really due to the economic success of growing countries like China and India and South Korea. They've been emulating the U.S., Europe, and Japan by building their economies using fossil fuels for electricity and transportation. So you add that growing demand to what developed countries are already using, and the IEA finds that the burning of oil and coal and natural gas is going to spew 50% more carbon dioxide and other global warming gases into the atmosphere by the year 2030. Beyond these environmental problems, the IEA is also worried that the producers of oil and gas can't meet the demand. Only the Middle East has the available resources, and they're going to have to spend like $56 billion a year just on new drilling rigs and refineries to keep pace.
So do they offer any other solutions?
Nothing that you haven't already heard. You know, they're trying to switch away from carbon-based energy sources, solar, wind, hydrogen-based fuel cells. They're asking for these investments in alternative fuels on top of the investments in refineries and pipelines from the whopping profits that oil companies have been making. The IEA is telling oil producers to, quote, invest with confidence. But you know, Alex, there are also signs today that people with money are reluctant to invest it.
How do you mean that?
A Cleveland investment bank is out with what they call the Affluent Consumer Confidence Index. It's a survey of people who earn more than $150,000 a year. It turns out that their optimism in the future of the economy dropped dramatically during the third quarter of the year. The poll shows that rich people are worried about high government deficits, higher interest rates, and that they're changing their investment strategies. They're very cautious about the stock market. And here's a concern for retailers. A quarter of the wealthy people surveyed said they're planning to spend less on holiday gifts and entertaining this year. And all these jitters kind of jive with some recent corporate investment trends. It seems like big companies, Berkshire Hathaway, Microsoft, they're setting aside more of their assets in cash, keeping money out of the stock market. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we look at how drug companies are trying to find the next blockbuster drug in the depths of the ocean.
Well, those were sobering reports, but thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.